Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn to the book of Psalms, please. Psalm 118 and 6. It says, the Lord is on my side. What's the result of knowing that? Being established in that, I will not fear. Oh, friend. We live in a world where a lot of stuff's going on. Is it possible to not be afraid? Many are afraid. It's affecting them. Many are very fearful. But when you know that the Lord, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, is with you and for you and on your side, it sets you free from dread and fear. Fear is a taste of hell. You say, where'd you get that? From the Bible. How many remember 1 John says, perfect love does what? Casts out, throws out, displaces fear, because fear has what? Torment. That's the same word used to describe hell. That word torment. Same word, look it up. Fear is a taste of hell. And it's the same devilish stuff, whether it's a little bit of dread or full-blown panic. It's just different degrees of the same evil stuff. How many have ever found out that you dreaded it, it bothered you, and when you finally got to it and did it, you're like, what in the world? Even if the bad thing happened, it wasn't as bad as all the stuff you put yourself through. In most cases, torment and vexation. And why would you be that way? It comes down to a lack of faith. Of knowing He's with you and believing He's for you and He's going to keep you and He's going to take care of you. The more you believe that, the less you worry. The more you worry, the less you believe that. You, me, I don't care who it is. And folks like to think they got all this faith, but the truth is, many people are low in faith. Low, low. But that's why we're talking. That's why we're talking about the Word of God. That's how faith comes. It feeds us, it stirs us up. I've found that the more I walk with Him and the more I get built up in my spirit from His Word, I just don't worry. I just don't worry. Now people wouldn't understand it. They'd think, well, you got all these things going on. You got all these bills coming in. You got all this staff that's got to be paid. And you got these TV bills. And you got this and you got that and the other. And where's it all going to come from? What if people quit giving? What if people quit coming? What if this? What if that? What if the other? And what if I slip on a banana peel? I would live by what ifs. All of this is a trick for the enemy to get you obsessing about dark things, and the fear of death makes you subject to bondage. It will put you in prison. Even though you got all kind of things you should be happy about and giving thanks about and enjoying, yet you'll be sitting there in a cloud about what might happen. And what if it don't? And what if it does? Well, what if God takes care of you? Your whole life long. What if God takes care of the churches? For year after year and decade after decade, then there would have been absolutely no reason for me to worry or fear, so I might as well just miss it to start with. I know if he doesn't do it, it's too big for me to do. It's been that way when it was little. I can just relax and say, he's faithful. If I'll do what he tells me to do, we're going to be in good shape. Is that true with you? I said, is that true with you? That's not just for preachers. If you'll do what he tells you to do and trust him, which means not fearing, not worrying. Many have never made that connection. I'm going to say something. You may have to brace yourself. The Lord is not understanding where fear and worry are concerned. It irritates him. Is he the same yesterday, today, and forever? How understanding was he of the disciples when they doubted? Did he hug them and say, that's all right. I know, you know, you're struggling with fear and unbelief. You know, I knew you would. I knew you couldn't help it. Come here, give me a hug.
No.
Is this Bible? Now, this is what people think you should be and you should do. What did he say? Why'd you doubt? Where's your faith? Is that right? Why? Because there is no excuse for it. Oh, everybody's getting excited now. People say, well, I can't help it. That's a lie. That's just not true. You believe a lie. Faith is a choice.
Amen. It is a choice.
You choose to trust him or you don't. If you're trusting, you're sleeping good. You cast all your cares on him and you say, he's with me. Oh, somebody say, he's with me. He's with me. He's for me. He's on my side. I'm going to be all right. I mean, he's got you this far. The Lord's on my side. I'll not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord takes part with them that help me. Verse 13, you've thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. Psalm 54:4. You can just look at it on the screen. 54:4. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. Somebody say, he's for me. He's with me. He helps me. Psalm 56:9. 56:9. When I cry to you, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know. Somebody say, this I know. This I know. Faith knows. Faith is confident. It is not wish-washy. It is not vacillating. It doesn't waver. If you're wavering, you're getting out of faith. If you're in good, strong faith, you're not wavering, you're not wondering, you're not questioning. You know.
Come on.
You know. When I cry unto you, God, my enemies will turn back. I know it.
Yes.
This I know.
Yes.
How you know it? For God is for me. They're not going to whip him.
No,
so what are they going to have to do? They're going to have to turn back.
Yes.
You sure? I know it. Yes. Why? Because he's for me. Yes. He's here. He's with me.
Yes.
They will have to back off.
Yes.
Oh, the devil hates this. Because it tears up his playhouse, man. Oh, the devil hates this. Oh, he hates this. He wants you to pretend to be humble. And go, well, you just never know what the Lord's going to do. Well. Oh, he likes that. That's one of his favorite top hits. You just never know. Because that means you have zero faith in that area. None. Because you can't have faith till you know.
Amen. Yes, that's right.
Not know all about how he's going to do it, but know what he's going to do.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What his will is. Like Brother Bosworth said, faith begins where the will of God is known. That's just another way of saying faith comes by hearing.
Yes.
Hearing by the Word of God. Romans 8:26. Actually 31 for time's sake. 8:31. What should we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I mean, can you hear some sass in here? Can you hear that? I mean, there's some sass in here. What? Who can beat us if God's for us? Who can defeat us? Who can run over us? If God is for us. Oh, hallelujah. Say it out loud. If God's for me, who can be against me? Well, now we know we got an enemy that's arrayed against us. So what does he mean? Who can successfully be against me? That's what he's saying. And the answer is, who can overcome God? Well, then that'd be no one. I should have had you just stay back to Psalms. Go to Psalm 91, please. Psalm 91. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm excited about this.
Yes.
Psalm 91. Anybody like the 91st Psalm?
Yes.
Got any places marked back there? In Psalm 91, in verse 14. Well, let's back up a little bit. How about verse 1? I was going to start at the last verse, but you got to watch doing that. You wind up in Genesis because it's all good. Is it all good? It's all amazing. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. That means you live there. Where? Under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord. When it says I'll say something, you ought to say it yourself. Say it out loud. He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Then he goes on to say, surely He'll deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. That's all the traps that the enemy had set for you. Say it out loud. I'll be delivered from every one of them. Said, He'll cover you with His feathers, and under His wings shall you trust. His truth will be your shield and buckler. You'll not be afraid. Say it out loud. I'll not be afraid for the terror by night or for the arrow that flies by day.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me